Welcome to Hearing the Voice of God, Week 3, Day 2. Today's memory verse to increase your faith is John 2, verse 5. John 2, verse 5, simple one here, short, sweet and to the point. Do whatever he tells you. That's found in John 2, 5. Principles for hearing the voice of God is my Father. My Father has a plan for my life. My Father wants to make known the plan for my life. Yesterday, we looked at letter writing as a tool for us to journal our thoughts and feelings. And when we do this, this helps us to clarify our concerns. And it helps us to open our hearts to the will of God. I'll suggest to you, too, that you'll find great healing. If you do that, if you pour out your heart to God and then let God speak into whatever that concern is, you'll find great healing from the Lord. And yesterday, I said, I wonder how many of us are going to psychologists and counselors and people on Prozac and all this different medication. I wonder how many people would not need that if they poured their heart out to God and allowed God to be their refuge. We also saw yesterday that Father John Powell teaches us that there are 7 levels to intimacy. There's cliche, then facts, opinions. 4 is hopes, 5 is feelings, 6 is fears, faults, and failures, and then 7 is legitimate needs. And we want to grow in our intimacy with the Lord. And as we write in our journals, as we pour out our hearts to God, we want to look at those 7 levels of intimacy and say, Lord, where am I? And how can I go deeper? And to take the risk to share to go deeper. When we journal, we want to express ourselves as intimately as possible to the Lord. Now, today, we're going to take a look at discernment of spirits. See, we want to make sure that we're following the right spirit. Do whatever he tells you, Jesus tells you. Not myself, not some evil spirit. We want to follow the Holy Spirit. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that we are to eagerly desire, to covet even, that's what it says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1. It says, covet the spiritual gifts, or eagerly desire the spiritual gifts. In 1 Corinthians 12, 10, we see here, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits. This is a gift of the Holy Spirit that God has given us, is to discern spirits. There are 3 spirits that move upon us that we need to discern. The human spirit, the evil spirit, and the Holy Spirit. And we need to discern which spirit is moving in us. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 19 through 22, it says, do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophesying, hearing from God, right? Do not despise prophesying, but test everything, hold fast to what is good, abstain from what is evil. So we need to test everything. We don't want to despise the movement of the Holy Spirit. We want to welcome the Holy Spirit in our life. We don't want to quench him and push him down. We want to allow the Holy Spirit to flow like a river into us and through us. But we, at the same time, we want to be discerning. We want to be testing. Because again, there are 3 spirits that are moving, and we got to make sure that it's the right spirit. First of all, there's our human spirit. The human spirit is our own enthusiasm, our own abilities. Now, we don't want that. We are not a people that are seeking enthusiasm like a football game. We don't want to be pepped up. No. That's not the goal of the Christian life, is to be pepped up. Actually, if you want to know what the goal of the Christian life is, it's to be brought low, to humble ourselves before the Lord so that he can exalt us. This isn't a pep rally. We don't want motivational speakers here. No, we don't want to be moved by the human spirit. Of course, we don't want to be moved by the evil spirit either. We need to test the spirits, discern who's moving here. Is this an evil spirit? Evil spirits will come and try to move you away from God. Let me tell you a couple things about evil spirits. Number one is evil spirits will whisper into our ears. And we need to, as soon as that comes to us, we need to discern, is this of God or not of God? And by the way, the evil spirits won't necessarily come to you and suggest that you do evil. Because most of us would not do that. We'd look at them and say, go to hell in the name of Jesus. I'm not doing that. No, what a lot of times is they'll come with two goods. But it's the lesser good. God has a higher good that we want to be about. And we want to follow the third spirit, the Holy Spirit, who leads us to the greater good. The other thing I want to say about evil spirits is, you know, a lot of people go to psychics. If you've gone to a psychic, I don't have time to teach on this. Just get yourself to confession. This is dangerous. You have opened the door. And maybe the demon isn't coming against you. It might be coming against somebody in your family. Why? Because you opened the door. You do not want to mess around with psychics. And how do psychics know what psychics know? Because just as when you were conceived, you were given a holy angel of God, the enemy has mimicked and sent a demon to follow you and to watch you. And when you go to a psychic, the demon that's watching you and listening to you, boy, watch what you say, listening to you, that demon will go tell the demon that's attached to the psychic about you, and the psychic's demon whispers in his ear, and all of a sudden the psychics reveal these things, and you're going, oh, that's amazing. It's not amazing. You've been deceived. That's not of God. So we don't want to follow these spirits. But we want to be discerning. What is going on here? And our stance must be a stance of faith, that God is my Father has a plan for my life, and my Father wants to make known the plan for my life. And according to Matthew 7, 7 through 11, that my Father, God, is only going to give me good things. So with that in mind, I also want to say, when you come to discernment, do not let fear capture your heart. Do not let fear capture your heart. Fear is the opposite of faith. And we need to move in faith. Now, should we be cautious? Yes, but we shouldn't be fearful. Think of this. When somebody is fearful, here they are standing, and when they become fearful, they take a step away. They've already made a decision. In discernment, we want to be cautious, which means we don't want to take a step back. We don't want to take a step forward. We just want to stand there and allow the Holy Spirit to minister the truth to us. Do you understand this? We don't want to be moved by fear. And I'm going to say more about fear in a later teaching. We want to be discerning. And by the way, how can we discern something if we just don't let it flow and get it out of us? That's the importance of journaling. Journaling, you can get it out of you, the thoughts that you're thinking, the words that you're hearing, you put them on paper. Now we have something to look at. Now we have something to work with. So make sure to get things out, look at them, and allow the Holy Spirit to give you discernment of spirit. Is this the voice of God that is speaking? My own inner voice? Or is it the enemy? Many people fear when they approach God, hearing God. I want you just to remember this. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. You will know the voice of Jesus. Isaiah 30:21, and your ears will hear this word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, when you turn to the right or turn to the left. You've also, in confirmation, you have been given counsel to know God's will, wisdom to know how to do God's will, and fortitude to get God's will done. Do not fear. Have faith. God has equipped you. There are three principles of discernment. They are peace, number one. Number two, God does not contradict himself. And then number three, that you should seek wise counsel. The first principle of discernment is, do you have peace? Peace is the gift that Jesus desired to leave with us. It's his, before he died, he said this in John 14:27, peace I leave you, my peace I give you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. In the first gift of the resurrection, what does Jesus give? In John 20:19, on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. See, what are they? They're bound in fear. Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." Jesus, he wanted to leave us the gift of peace. And then when he rises from the dead, what's the first thing he gives us? Peace. Isaiah 26:3, "Thou dost keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." If we are stayed on God, locked onto his will, determining in our hearts, "I will hear what the Lord has to say," a voice that speaks of peace. That's Psalm 85, verse 8. A voice that speaks of peace, we will be kept in peace. Peace is the confirmation of the Holy Spirit that we are in the will of the Father. So the first principle of discernment is, do you have peace? Second principle of discernment, God does not contradict himself. He's not the author of confusion. In 1 Corinthians 14:33, it says, "For God is not the God of confusion, but of peace." If you're hearing something, make sure it lines up with scripture, tradition, and magisterium. If it does not line up with scripture, tradition, and magisterium, you are not hearing from God. God is not the author of confusion. The third principle of discernment is this: seek wise counsel. When you're listening to hear the voice of God, are you at peace? Is this something that contradicts what God has said before? And then lastly, seek wise counsel. In Sirach chapter 6, verse 2, "Do not exalt yourself through your own soul's counsel, lest your soul be torn in pieces like a wild bull." Proverbs 12:15, "The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice." Proverbs 15:20, "Without counsel, plans go wrong, but with many advisors, they succeed." Proverbs 19:20, "Listen to the advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom for the future." Proverbs 13:20, "He who walks with wise men becomes wise, but the companions of fools will suffer." And then lastly, Sirach 32:19, "Do nothing without deliberation," that is counsel, "and when you have acted, do not regret it." Do nothing without counsel. We want to seek counsel, to go to others that are wise. Now, you just don't go to anybody. This is wise counsel. You want to go to people that you know are mature in the ways of God. Go to them. Share your journaling with them. Sit down with them. Talk to them. Say, "What do you think? Do you think this is of God here?" Where do you find wise counsel? Your spouse is a great place to start. You see, you have a sacrament of matrimony. If you're listening and you're married, you've got a built-in means of grace right there, your spouse. So turn to your spouse. Turn to those in authority like your priest, your parents, your teachers, your spiritual director. Now, what is a spiritual director? First of all, spiritual directors are very difficult to find. Saint Francis de Sales says they're one in 10,000. You can't go to school to become a spiritual director. People go out to schools now for spiritual direction. Now, if you go to schools for spiritual direction, you can't learn techniques. You can't be taught this. It's a charism of the Holy Spirit, and either you have the gift or you don't. Now, the schools can help you to grow in that gift. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, 2690, it speaks of spiritual directors. I hope you'll read that. Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2690. They're very difficult to find. Another place that you can turn to for spiritual direction is a prayer group. And in paragraph 2689 of the Catechism, it says, "Prayer groups, indeed schools of prayer, are today one of the signs and one of the driving forces of renewal of prayer in the church, provided they drink from the authentic wellspring of Christian prayer." A prayer meeting, a prayer group where you know others and they know you. That's what a real prayer meeting is. It's not just saying prayers together, where you know others and they know you. Go to them. Pour out your heart. Principles of discernment. Do you have peace? God's not the author of confusion. Number 3, seek wise counsel.